This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, what I'm going to share with you today, you just cannot make up. You really can't. I'm going to play some audio for you in a couple of moments. And before I do that, as to what they're teaching people on television in Germany. I'm going to actually follow the narrative, but I'll be reading off so you can understand exactly what this young girl is telling her younger brother. Now, keep in mind, so I can just lay a little bit of a foundation for you, keep in mind that Janet Merkel out there, the Prime Minister of Germany, she's responsible for smacking the German flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. She was also the person of the year, according to Time magazine in the United States of America. And just to show you what kind of a person she is, it is none other than yours truly, Hillary Clinton, that said she admires Janet Merkel more than any person basically on the planet, is what she was saying. Angela Merkel, Times Person of the Year, 2016. Absolutely incredible, friends. Again, she's selling out her people. It's interesting how those people in Germany don't learn their lesson, but we're seeing the same thing happen here. Incrementally, little by little, you're beginning to let your representatives do to the same degree that Janet Merkel has done to her people in Germany. But America, we can't say that we haven't been warned, because we have. That's all we have to do is open our eyes and look to France and Germany and the UK to see exactly what's going on. I want to bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, and I want you to listen carefully concerning the Muslims. Again, when I said you can't make this up, folks, you got all these contributors across the United States that are a part of the culture war, bringing forth the answers rather than the problem. Interestingly enough, they're writing on similar topics. In Oregon, convicted Muslim rapist sues state for failing to provide halal meals. Muslim meals. Did you hear what I said? Folks, you have criminals suing. Not criminals from the United States, mind you, but foreigners, illegal immigrants that come into the United States of America, namely the Muslims, thrown in prison. Convicted Muslim rapist sues the state for failing to provide halal meals. Muslim meals. Is it not true that when you commit a crime, you lose your rights? You are incarcerated. But for some reason, what the American people don't have a right to do, convicted Muslim rapists do. Demanding of our correctional institutions to provide him a certain type of meal. Hey, I just want to tell you something, brother from another mother. You're not in the Middle East. You're in America. Going on, sonsoflibertymedia.com. World Hijab Day? I mean, folks, what's happening here? They're using the Muslims to suppress the world, is what they're attempting to do. World Hijab Day Hypocrisy, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here's another one for you, friends. Line upon line, precept upon precept. King Abdullah of Jordan. Maybe there's a lack of understanding of Islam in Washington, D.C. No, it's pretty clear what these people stand for. We see what these people come from. We see what they feed on. We see the fruit of what they feed upon. And we don't want it here, period. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, King Abdul of Jordan. Maybe there's a lack of understanding of Islam in Washington, D.C. Now, here's the kicker. Just to bring it right behind none other than the person of the year, according to Time magazine, Angela Merkel, the prime minister of Germany, who smacked the German flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. Just to show you, the apple doesn't fall too far from the unthinkable corrupt tree. Alternative for German party member Arthur Wagner converts to Islam. Am I missing something? The alternative for Germany party member Arthur Wagner converts to Islam. Now, folks, I don't know if you guys know this, but the head of the CIA, formerly John Brennan, he was converted to Islam. He was an Islamist. Why are we seeing representatives defend those that mean to destroy this country, even going so far as to convert to the religion, or I'm sorry, the cult of Islam? What's happening to your country, America? I want to tell you what's happening to your country. You know, we've heard it said by Edmund Burke that good people, evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's not true. Evil prevails because wicked men do nothing about evil men. And see, therein lies the problem with our country right there. When are we going to wake up to what's going on concerning in Washington, D.C. and the representatives defending those people that mean to destroy this country? When are we going to deal with them, first and foremost? I can't put words into the mouths of the people to awaken them as to what's going on, and I cannot force you to do what needs to be done to preserve your freedoms. America, again, let me lay this to your candor. Do the math. You have 21 million people in this country that are allowing 535 representatives, good, bad, or ugly. Hey, folks, again, let me go back to Barack Hussein Obama. The best that we have in Washington, D.C., during the tenure of Barack Hussein Obama, not a one of your representatives drew up the articles of impeachment, just to show you how corrupt D.C. is. But do the math. You got 321 million people allowing 535 corrupt individuals, not every one of them. Of course, there's some good ones in there, and they're not going to get the headlines because they're the good ones. And if they step out too far, the media will demonize them. We know that. We know how that works because they've done it here. But so what? We're called to bear the same cross that Christ bore. As the Father sent me, so I send you. John 20. Now, when I come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some audio for you. A little girl speaking to her brother. This video is allegedly being played on German television right now. And I want you to understand the severity of what's taking place there, friends. The people of Germany are being sold out to none other than those that mean to destroy their country. I'll get to it right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over onto our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Our Facebook account is BradleyDeanEE. Our YouTube page, BradleyDean YouTube, giving you the answers needed to bring about resolve in this country. Friends, the answer is show the young people the price paid for their freedoms, both from the pulpit first and foremost, and from the educational pulpit. And when you go over to bringing about the resolve concerning the issues of the day, judgment is what guards our liberties, America, and we need to get back to the answers concerning our country and the longevity, so our future, our posterity has a future and a hope, which is more important to me than my own. Our forefathers said that if there be trouble, let it come in my time and not in the time of our posterity. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You have us as the number one radio show right now. 92 affiliates across the country, friends, into 53 countries. We appreciate your listenership. We cannot do this without you. I also wanted to say again, we know you're listening, so therefore if you'd like to call in and add to, please stick to the topic again. 1-866-582-9933. Now, right before the break, I was highlighting the fact on sonsoflibertymedia.com, in Oregon, there's a convicted Muslim rapist in America who sues state for failing to provide halal meals. Can you believe that? It's time for deportation, friends. I also highlighted World Hijab Day hypocrisy. Why are they using that, friends? Because they want to oppress the people. Corruption is standing behind the use of the cult of Islam to bring about absolute control. Also highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, King Abdul of Jordan. Maybe there's a lack of understanding of Islam in Washington. And then what I did, friends, is I highlighted the Alternative for Germany Party member Arthur Wagner. He converts to Islam. Wow, that's crazy. And how few people understand that Muslims were used as a part of the SS killing team when they were eradicating races that they thought they were supreme to. They used the Muslims to do their killing for them. Do your homework and you will find out what I'm telling you is exactly right on the money. But we have now going to show you again that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. A person of the year, Time Magazine, Angela Merkel. In America. Boy, this is crazy, man. Hey, I want to say something to all you corrupt individuals. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, and truly it is. Look at how they're trying to put Angela Merkel in a positive light over here in America. Isn't that crazy? What else is going on over here in America? And I'm going to play this audio for you in less than a minute here. Twitter implements Sharia norms. Labels photo of women without hijab. Sensitive material. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Why is Facebook suppressing and attempting to suppress and censor our conversations, friends, opposing those that mean to destroy? Why is Twitter doing the same thing? Why is Google doing the same thing? Why are your representatives alluring them into America, friends? Because it's perfect judgment. That's why. Leviticus 26, verse 15. Read it when you get a moment. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 when you get a moment as well. Now, I want you to listen to this because this is allegedly being played right now on German television. Again, this is what I'm going to do is Sam's going to play it and I'm going to read it at the same time, but he's going to play it softly so you can hear her saying it. So it starts off with 1, 2, 3. Paul, I have to tell you something, she says. And it's very important. I have told you about God who lives in heaven and always watches over us. There's another name for God, this girl was telling her little brother. Allah. Say it. Allah. Exactly. And from today, I want that God. From today, we say Allah. That Allah becomes much more important in our lives that we pray to Allah and are grateful for we have all and how well off we are. And that, do understand that, she tells her little brother. And we have to follow his rules, this little girl tells her brother. We have to follow his rules. And she goes on. You have to understand that we have to follow Allah's rules. She again said, Allah, say it, Allah. She's proselytizing little children on German television to convert to Islam. In America, if you think for one moment they're not going to try doing the same thing here, you got another thing coming. Now, I've taken the time in the past to show you, and I'll show you again. And share with you again that, folks, when you look at where these people come from, you see their desolate land. You see the places that they've come from are completely destroyed. And they continuously serve this Allah, folks. They continuously serve this doctrine of devils is what it is. 1 Timothy 4:1. Read it when you get a moment. And when you begin to see what they're feeding on, do you think for one moment they're not going to bring their culture with them? Well, you can see that's exactly what they're doing today. They're not here again to assimilate. They're here to conquer. And how they do that, understand it's the arm of the flesh. And again, it's perfect judgment. Now, I want you to listen to this. When you look to Denmark, there are 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. in Denmark alone. This is what they're bringing with them. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is equivalent to 780 crimes brought to the people of Germany by the Muslims on a daily basis. When you go to Sweden, there is 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes by less than, you ready for this? 2% Muslim. Hey, Sweden, where are your men to tolerate this? England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. What are they bringing with them? Well, look at what it is that they're feeding upon, friends. Wasn't it Winston Churchill that said, the Muslim in Islam, it's like rabies in a dog, he said. Going to Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. Do you see what they're feeding on? You're seeing the seeds that they planted by the harvest, friends, and the crimes that they're committing. And it shows you that it is not the God from above that they serve, but the God below. In the UK, Muslims fill up 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Why is Time magazine calling Angela Merkel the person of the year? Why are people defending these people? Because we know that they're sent to destroy. Why are your representatives in America alluring them in through what they would call sanctuary cities, which is completely illegal? Common sense comes into play. So is DACA. It's unconstitutional. America, why is it that they're converting to Islam? Why is John Brennan, the former head of the CIA, friends, why was he converted to Islam? When you go to the USA, which I am from and I'm broadcasting out of right now, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps, 68.3% are on cash welfare. An interesting point is Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% migrants to America favor Sharia law. Do you want to hear that again? Read Deuteronomy 28:15-68. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% migrants to America favor Sharia law. These are the people that are playing again. The victim, they're putting themselves in the victim position, asking for help, only to tear away at your laws, America. And keep in mind, just like the homosexuals and like that of the Muslims, friends, they're being used as a political battering ram to upend our Constitution. Remember, John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So why is it, friends, that all these representatives on a global scale are welcoming these people in with open arms? And why is it that your media in America, friends, namely Time magazine, has named this Judas to her own people, Janet Merkel, the Prime Minister of Germany, who hid her flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam? Why would they label her the person of the year? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, I want to let you know I'm talking about your country, not just mine. Sit back idle and put up with this, then you're going to get what you deserve, America. 1-866-582-9933. Muslim mosques. I did an article not too long ago, December of 2017. Military bases in America. Huh. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said, the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Yet to do their biddings for them because they're unwilling to do it for themselves. You want me to say that again? The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Yep. It's amazing to me, America, that these people will fall to the dupes of ill-designing, wicked, wicked men to do their biddings for them. It's interesting to note how they persuade other men to do their killing for them. You know, when you think about dictators, they don't pull the trigger, friends. They have other people do it for them. And it's amazing to me concerning the Muslims that are used to commit these heinous crimes against innocent people, all in the name of God, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And we the people, and I'm talking about the God that I serve, not the God they serve, they want to take away life. You know, the Bible tells us in John 10 that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, period. The enemy. Not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No, he's the creator. It amazes me that they're promised this heaven, and they're promised this life beyond what we can even imagine. If they just go out and do and commit these crimes on the behalf of these wicked tyrants. And they do it, friends. And they follow in line. They follow in pursuit because they've been dummied down enough to believe what they're being told. If I go out and kill innocent people, I'm given a heaven? Are you kidding me? How reprobate are you? You know, and I just got to say this, that, you know, for the likes of the Turkish president here, concerning the faithful, our soldiers, you know, you're standing back promising them again this heaven. If it's such a life to be sought after, then why don't you do it yourself? No, they got to have someone else do it for them. I've watched several documentaries, friends, where this is just the case. They convince these people to go up and kill and blow up innocent people, all in the name of Allah, so they can go to heaven. I mean, did they ever stop and think for one moment, if it's all what you tell us it is, then why haven't you done it? Because it's not, and they know it. The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. When I did this article, I was highlighting former FBI agent John Guandolo, talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11, 2001. And during his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders in America, within American borders, he brought up the question as to what would you think if a foreign country established military bases here in America? Because Muslims are establishing mosques in America, which is the same thing, according to his observation and his findings. I mean, it's a sign of conquering. And as you know, out of their own mouths, the Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. They're here in an attempt to dominate. Here, let me give you a quote. Here's Hassan Al-Banna, who, by the way, admired Adolf Hitler and joined the Fox's tales to bring the Muslims to be a part of the German Reich to do Adolf Hitler's killing for them. This is a fact. This is history. It's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. I also shared with you last week Adolf Hitler and the Muslim religion, and how he said that he admired Allah. And he admired the Muslim religion. And no one else, he said. I mean, folks, this is what's being taught through the teachings of the Quran. Here, let me give you another one. By the way, this is none other than Mustafa Carroll, care director, Houston, Texas. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. And this is during the tenure of Barack Hussein Obama, who was leading the way, who is tearing away at our law. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American Relations, said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. By the way, I want you also to have a broad view of what I'm sharing with you here. And I want you to understand that they're being used as a political battering ram. I do not want to add to diversion and diversive tactics concerning what's going on in this country right now. Because I want you to understand that all of this dossier and this Russian scandal and this treason that's going on in the United States of America, it's all there by design to divert the American people's attention from what really matters. Period. Period. I just highlighted during the last segment that since September 11th, mosques in the United States have jumped up to 74% since September 11, 2001. Folks, who attacked you? Who attacked you? The number of mosques in the United States has jumped up to 74% since September 11, 2001. By the way, this is not beyond you bringing about change and putting a stop to it. I just want you to know that. The U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. And as of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. Let me go back to what he said. Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant, said Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. So why are they infiltrating the borders of the United States of America? Because it's the slow siege. Deuteronomy 28:43, of course, comes on the heels of the CIA-controlled media doing their lying best to sell Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals that are being used to help upend American sovereignty to the American people, not only as the victims, but also the advocators of a peaceful religion. Read Judges 5:8. The victims? The religion of peace? Really? I want you to hear this. Because below are some of the verses taken directly from their book of peace, the Quran. This is Quran 2, Scripture 191, as they call it. And slay them wherever you come upon them and expel them from where they have expelled you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. This is what's going on in mosques in the United States of America. Quran 3:28. Let not the believers take the unbelievers for friends, rather than the believers. For whoso does that belongs not to God in anything. Unless you have a fear of them, God warns you that you beware of him. And unto God is the homecoming. I mean, it's messy stuff. There's no flow to it. It's carnal. It's without the Spirit of God, big time. Whosoever desires another religion than Islam, it shall not be accepted of him. In the next world, he shall be among the losers. Quran 3:85. This is the recompense of those who fight against God and his messenger and hasten about the earth to do corruption there. They shall be slaughtered or crucified, or their hands and feet shall alternately be struck off, or they shall be banished from the land. That is a degradation for them in the world, this world, and in the world to come awaits them a mighty chastisement. Quran 5:33. Quran 8:12, I'm with you, so confirm the believers. I shall cast into the unbelievers' hearts terror. So smite above the necks and smite every finger of them. Wow. Religion of peace. This is how it's being sold to you, friends. On the heels of the CIA-controlled media, doing their lying best to sell you, friends, the religion of peace. And oh, don't forget first, it's first, they're the victims, and they come in peace. Is this what the Quran teaches? I haven't seen anything about that. Not whatsoever. Quran 9:5, slay the idolaters wherever you find them and take them and confine them and lie in wait for them at every place of ambush. Cowards. They're cowards. Going back to Quran 8:65, O Prophet, urge on the believers to fight. If there be 20 of you patient men, they will overcome 200. If there be 100 of you, they will overcome 1,000 unbelievers, for they are people who understand not. You ready for this one? Christians, 78% of you in America that profess your Christianity. Quran 9:123. Christians and Jews are perverted. God assails them. How they are perverted. O believers, fight the unbelievers who are near to you and let them find you in a harness. and know that God is with the God-fearing. Quran 9:30 and Quran 9:123. Folks, Muslim mosques, military bases in America, said John Guandolo, former FBI agent, in his parable. Be right back, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
So, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Highlighting right now, Muslim mosques, military bases in America, according to former FBI agent John Guandolo in his parable. Talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11, 2001, and during his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he brought up the question as to what you would think if a foreign country established military bases here in America. And then I went on to give you some of the quotes from the Muslims. And then I went on to show you that it's a slow siege, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And how it comes on the heels of the CIA-controlled media doing their lying best to sell the Muslims as the victims and the religion of peace. I'm just simply right now sharing with you directly from their book of peace, the Quran. Going to Quran 22, verse 19. But those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire. Poured upon their heads will be scalding water. In other words, we're going to torture you into obedience, into submission. Quran 47:4. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you have inflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. This is being sold to you as the religion of peace. Well, look to their countries. Is it peaceful over there? Absolutely not. Nothing but chaos and war. They're war-torn countries. Are they the victims? No. Who's doing the fighting? The people are. Folks, going to a list of Muslim terror attacks in America since, for those that did not know, 1972. And what I can do is I can go all the way back to the very beginning. 10 members of a local mosque phone in a false alarm and then ambush responding officers, killing one. 1973, Muslim extremists rob a sporting goods store for weapons, gunning down a police officer who responds to the alarm. In 1973, a woman is shot to death on the sidewalk by Nation of Islam terrorists. 1973, a man is killed by Nation of Islam terrorists. Farrakhan, you guys all know who that guy is, right? Yep, this is what he feeds into, too. This is what they're breeding. A man is killed by Nation of Islam terrorists while using a phone booth. The list goes on and on and on and on, going up to 1974. Five vicious shooting attacks by Nation of Islam terrorists leave three people dead and one paralyzed for life. Three of the victims were women. 1974, a Nation of Islam terror shoots at two Salvation Army members, killing a man and injuring a woman. Hanafi Muslims storm three buildings, including a night brith to hold 130 people hostage. At least two innocents were shot and one dead. 1980, this is the religion of peace, America. That's all I have to do is show you their fruits. They can attempt to justify the crimes against humanity, against the innocent. 1980, an Iranian student guns down his next-door neighbors, a husband and a wife. What are they feeding on, America? I'm sharing with you right now. 1989, a 17-year-old girl is stabbed to death by her parents for bringing dishonor to their family by dating an infidel. It says on the report, African-American, so it was a black dude. 1990, a Sunni cleric is assassinated in front of Tucson Mosque after declaring that two verses of the Quran were invalid. In 1993, a Pakistani with ties, Mujahideen, Thai guns. The ties are with the CIA agents outside of the headquarters. He kills both of them. No sympathy there. 1994, a Muslim gunman targets a van packed with Jewish boys, killing a 16-year-old. 1997, a Palestinian leaves an anti-Jewish suicide note behind and travels to the top of the Empire State Building, where he shoots seven people in a fedayeen attack. I don't speak Arabic, forgive me. In 1997, a prison guard is stabbed to death by a radical Muslim. 2000, a local imam and Muslim spiritual leader guns down a deputy sheriff and injures his partner. Going to 2001, 40 passengers are killed after Islamic radicals hijack the plane in an attempt to steer it into the U.S. Capitol building. The religion of peace. Folks, who's telling you it's a religion of peace? There's your enemy. Who's advocating for them people to come into this country? There's your enemy. 2002, 15-year-old flies plane into an office building in Tampa. Suicide note reveals his admiration, forgive me, for Osama bin Laden and a desire to commit a terrorist act. And then there's a whole slew in 2002 of a 60-year-old man who's gunned down by Muslim snipers on a golf course. Muslim snipers shoot two women, killing one. Muslim terrorist gunned down an employee at a liquor store, saw in 2002. And there's a whole slew of them, friends. And then going up to 2003, after an undergoing a religious revival, a Saudi college student slashes the throat of a Jewish student with a 4-inch butter knife. I'm sorry, a butterfly knife, nearly decapitating the young man. This is the religion of peace, America. 62-year-old Jewish moviegoer shot to death by a Muslim medical student in an unprovoked terror attack in 2006, Baltimore, Maryland. Whenever you hear someone talk about the religion of peace, friends, I want you to rest assured, it's not these. Here's something you probably didn't know. In 2008, Jonesboro, Georgia, a devout Muslim strangles his 25-year-old daughter in an honor killing. 2009, the founder of a Muslim TV station beheads his wife in the hallway for seeking a divorce. Oh, my goodness. Going all the way up, friends. All the way. And there's, I got 100 of them on this list, I bet. 2017, a recent convert shoots two people to death for disrespecting Islam. 2017, a radicalized migrant runs down 8 innocent people on a bike path while praising Allah. And you'll notice that that is a common theme. 2017, a pastor working as a security guard is shot to death at a transit office by a radicalized Muslim. 2017, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a convert to Islam guns down 5 innocents in the baggage claim area of an airport. All for Allah, friends. And again, as I said, the list goes on and on and on and on. Here's the great wonder here. It amazes me how Americans are trying to figure out how all of this is happening to their country. I mean, it's almost like if the preacher or the bishopric, the spiritual overseer, the bishop, the elder of the church, if he doesn't hit on it, then it must not be true. Well, oftentimes you got to go deeper into the corners and you have to dig deeper until you actually strike what you need to hear. That's all you have to do is look at the Word of God to understand what's coming down the road. And if you want clarity as to what's happening to your country, that's all you have to do is look to the Word of God. That's all you have to do. He said, I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, bondage, that you should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. But if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all of my commandments, not suggestions, and if you will despise my statutes, my word, if you shall abhor my judgments according to my law, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, he said, this is what I'm going to do unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, Leviticus 26, 13 through 16. I will appoint over you those that hate you to destroy you. How is it that we don't understand as to where this is coming from? It's pretty clear. The Lord's going to rejoice over you to do you good in the blessing, but he's also going to rejoice over you concerning his judgments to a disobedient people. So really what it comes down to, it's your call. Acts 20, verse 21. See ya!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.